voting on Team Tate.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. We have my brand new biblical question. It's a doozy. For those who want to overcome their hell, do you know God? Do you know God? Who is God? Do you know God? Who is God? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com. You can also, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. You can also listen to it if you're busy anywhere in the world, anywhere around the world. And for the flat earthers, anywhere up and down the world. And for the normal people, anywhere around the world. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast, but you can be listening by calling 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. Follow us on social media. Jesse Lee, JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Like, follow, ring the bell, blah, blah, blah. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP on Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the second hour of the show. It is Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday.
Yeehaw! Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
Dog? Who let the dogs out?
Woof.
Amazing. Hassan's dog. It's amazing. Let me do this. I want to finish up the super chats we started on in the last hour and then go back to the callers. Super chats.
Thank you.
A life without thinking is an amazing life. That is so true, I can hardly stand it.
Amazing.
A life, if you want a real life, you got to stop thinking. You know, amazing. You got to give up your God, which is your intellect. How can they get the shirt?
RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. It's on the Bond Teespring store.
Amazing.
Yep.
Super chat.
What about the shirt with you with the afro? Is that still available?
Yes.
I think so. The afro one? I think that's on the Fallen State Teespring store.
Yeah, I'm going to have to wear that again. I'll wear it Friday if the Lord is willing to create our eyes.
Afro.
Oh, amazing.
Shout out to Ryan B., who bought that coffee at the end, who talked about the Jesus passage, I Never Knew You. He is now a member over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
And he gave a message for the producer. Thank you.
Right on.
Someone bought a coffee. Before I was awake, I always felt strange when someone called me a good person. Now that I can see, I realize the reason I felt strange was and weird about it is because I know that I wasn't. I know now that I wasn't. And that was a lie. Only God is good, so now I can correct people when they say that to me.
Thank you. Amazing. The Amerifro shirt is available on the Fallen State the Fallen State store.
You have to scroll down a bit to find vintage Jesse
Amazing
Amerifro shirt. Amerifro.
So go to rebuildingaman.com/store and click on the Fallen State button. Thank you, Nick.
Ramel/InTheLoop bought a coffee. When the kids act up, we take their phones away for a period of time. Is it wrong that I did the same thing to my wife when the hell came out of her the other day? How do you feel about disciplining the kids and wife?
Well, if the parents were right, you would not have to discipline the kids so much. And it's fine that you discipline your wife, but do it with total patience, total love. Don't argue or try to prove anything, but correct her. And that'll be amazing. Thank you.
Donnie Girl's Idea bought a Rumble rant on Jesse Lee Peterson's Rumble. This will make other states know they are acting foolish and wasting taxpayer money. But will that stop them? Referring to the Supreme Court saying that Trump can't be banned from the ballots in the states.
No, that's not going to stop the evil people. You got to realize that evil is pure evil. That's why all people who has anger is pure evil to the core, and they can't help it. And so evil people are not going to stop just because they're losing with the great white hope. They'll sit around in the darkness of their hearts, in the darkness of their hell, and try to come up with something else. But if you're of the light, they can't defeat you. But they'll be chasing Donald Trump for a while. What the? Amazing. Thank you, though.
Waldo 39 also bought a Rumble rant. Is sharing your content online or vets I served with feeding my ego? I can't explain it like you do, but I feel like your content is better than anything the VA, Veterans Administration, Veterans Affairs, has to offer. Peace. Amazing.
Amazing. I'm not familiar with what they're offering, but you use the one that's working for you, your soul. All right, your spiritual life, your real life. Thank you very much.
He asked if it's feeding his ego to share your content online or with vets that he served with. Veterans.
Oh, I see. No. Well, here's what I recommend. When you're doing it, watch the thrill. See if you're trying to take credit for it by having a thrill about it. And if you just watch that and let it pass and still do what you got to do, as long as it's right.
Nice.
Thank you. Amazing.
Aries son bought a...
I counsel with a lot of vets. Really. And they really need it. And I cannot tell you the number of vets over the years that I've counseled with or ran into. And they're like, you helped me. You helped me overcome my anger. You helped me understand why I was traumatized while in war, at war. I overreacted. I overreacted to death. I overreacted to everything. And they're really coming back to a normal state of mind. So I appreciate you helping them pass that on.
Aries' son bought a coffee. Genesis 6:5. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every imagination and intention of all human thinking was only evil continually.
Yep. That's deep.
Yep.
That's so deep. When you wake up and you understand how your mind is not yours and what's going on in your mind and emotions, so-called good one and bad one, you're going to be stunned to see the wickedness of other human beings' hearts, and they don't know you see them. And you're going to be like, what the? Even your own parents, pure evil. And that's why you're in that fallen state. It's going to blow your mind, but you won't judge. You will have understanding, and not just knowledge, but you will have understanding. Amazing. Thank you.
C on C bought a coffee. Hello, Jesse. Love hugging emoji. Ain't nobody's business if I do. Mike emoji. Musical notes.
If I decide to take the notion, and jump in the ocean. Ain't nobody business if I do. Yeah.
Nice.
Amazing.
Sure, Les bought our coffee. Hey, Jesse, have you noticed that everyone who has gone after Trump has been cursed? Quote, there shall be no peace, says the Lord, unto the wicked. Isaiah 48:22.
Amazing. Well, they definitely don't have peace, that's for sure. You can see that. Amazing. Thank you.
WD41 bought a Ninjagini. I'm catching up on Fallen State episodes. Thanks for the amazing shows.
Thank you. I appreciate your support. Thank you. Y'all helping us to do this, I am grateful. Thank you.
Stan 69 gave 3 diamonds, asking, what happened to the rest of Lil JLP's props? Where's his little cowboy hat and guns? We waiting for Lil JLP to be in the merch store.
We're working on it, slowly but surely. Thank you for reminding us. We'll let you know.
Come on, man!
Thank you.
Waters, first time chat on Twitch. We on Twitch now? Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, Twitch.
Yeah, thank you. And shout out to the people, the supporters over on Rumble, the monthly supporters on Rumble. That's cool. And shout out to the the DLive crew for the subscriptions, ice creams, and lemons. And thanks, guys. That's all for now.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Nice. And check out the Hake Report. It's coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, Monday through Friday. The Hake Report, yes, at 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to 11. I don't know if you didn't catch it yesterday. You need to podcast yesterday, Hake Report. It was. Hey, Maze. Maze was interesting on the Hate Report yesterday.
Yeah.
Maze from Dayton, Ohio.
My favorite caller.
Evidently.
Yeah, I spent like 30 minutes with Maze.
It was good to hear Maze's voice.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Amazing. Let me go back to Clifton, a first time caller out of Canada. Let's see here. Clifton, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse?
All is well, sir.
Yes, yes. Well, I just want to start by saying I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? I learned a lot from you.
Thank you.
Especially about how anger, I've been seeing a lot about anger, how that impacts, like, pretty much, like, all my dysfunction. You know what I'm saying? And I see it in, like, my girlfriend and, like, my mother now. I just, like, just been taking the steps of, like, just watching and observing and stuff like that and realizing that I think the root of all, like, what we're going through as a nation is because of anger. Like,
100%.
Everybody's just so angry. And then when you, like, no, for real. Like, I just, like, it's like men hate women, women hate men.
Yeah.
Like, anyways.
And every human being hate their mothers and don't know it. Isn't that amazing?
I'm not too sure about that.
Okay.
Okay. You know how you say, you talk about forgiveness a lot, okay? You say, forgive your mother and your father and stuff like that.
Yes.
But then also it's like, there's no need for forgiveness because once you can see that it's not them doing it, then you realize that you weren't holding on to anything to begin with. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
It's like how you say how you refer to the Bible when you say forgive them for they know not what they do.
Yes.
It's just like you can see that they don't know what they do. So like all in all, there's no reason for forgiveness because once you see it, you know that there's nothing to be forgiven for. Just like how you say how God doesn't judge you. You know what I'm saying? Because he knows that it's not you doing it. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah. So that's what I wanted to. That's what I was a bit confused about, like why you keep on pushing people to forgive. It's just not, I feel like that's not correct. I feel like it's like you just have to like rediscover yourself. Like, and once you rediscover yourself, then you realize there's nothing to be given. There's no forgiveness needed.
You need to, you got, as God said, before you enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must go and forgive. And when you go and face your mother, and in some cases, the father, some people have a fear of the father for no reason, but they have it. When you face your mother, you're facing the fear. And when you face the fear, you will go through it and will be taken away from you. So that's why you have to face your mother.
Yeah, but if fundamentally, if you're not holding on to anything, then why should you have to go and forgive?
Well, you don't have to. You can hold on to whatever you're saying and just stay in your hell. You're not forced to go and say to your mother, I was wrong for resenting you, and I'm sorry. I realize now you can't help yourself. You can just, but that is the freedom from the whole deal by facing your fears.
Okay, so you talk a lot about like a perfect peace, right? So do you have perfect peace?
I have perfect peace.
So you don't get angry, annoyed, bothered, anything of the matter, anything like that?
Not in one iota. And I take no credit for it because I didn't know that anger can be completely... I didn't know it was a spirit, first of all. I didn't know it was a spirit. I didn't know it could be taken away from you until I went... And like you were saying, I saw, before I went and faced my mother, I saw that she couldn't help herself. He allowed me to see that just as I couldn't help myself, she couldn't help herself. But I still had to go and face her. And on the way over there to talk to her, fear overtook my body, my mind and body.
And
I wondered, why am I so afraid of her? And I realized it was because I resented her and I was afraid because whomever you're angry at, you're afraid of.
No, I
and I went and I was going to jail. And I went and I faced her, shaking in my boots. And I've not had to shake since.
Okay, do you feel as though that you overcame fear by doing that? And a result of that, do you feel as though you have fear still?
I just answered that.
So you have no fear whatsoever?
I don't have fear.
So you're not afraid of death? You're not afraid of like...
Why should I fear death when death doesn't exist?
Okay, yeah, death is an illusion. Okay, another thing.
I think Clifton have a Bible cup and stuff. Clifton, talk to Clifton for a minute, Sean. I think he had Bible questions. And have him call me back on Thursday. I got to get to so many calls here. And it sounded like I thought he was wanting to talk about forgiveness. Let me go to Tony out of California. Tony, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Justin. How you be?
All this well, Tony.
I'm pretty good. I was calling because of the primaries with Nikki Haley and Donald Trump.
The Republican primary today?
Well, and the one that they had in Washington. I think he won.
Oh, you mean the primaries that they've already had?
Yes, sir.
Not Super Tuesday.
Well, okay. Well, the thing is, I'm looking at the percentage that she's taking, voters that she's taking away from Donald Trump. And then when November 5th get here, are them voters going to vote for Democrats? For Joe Biden because they are against Donald Trump. If that's the case, that could really hurt Donald Trump.
I don't understand your question, Tony.
Well, I'm saying the voters that voted for Nikki Haley gonna vote for Joe Biden.
Right. Those were Democrats that voted for Nikki Haley. There were some rhino Republicans, but those were Democrats that voted for Nikki Haley. And come November, they're not going to vote for Donald Trump anyway, nor will they vote for Nikki Haley. They're only doing that to try to hurt Trump right now, but they never were going to vote for Trump.
Well,
and that's why I said that Nikki Haley has a devious reason for staying in there, pretend to be still running. She's trying to hurt Trump, I believe.
Well, obviously, yes, I agree with that. But the thing is, don't you believe that Donald Trump is reaping what he sowed upon himself?
What do you mean by that?
If he had just succeeded at the
He be weeping anything he's sowing? He's winning.
How is he winning? Well, he got 9-1 felony charges against him.
It appears that he's going to be the nominee for representing the Republican Party. It doesn't get any better than that. So how is he losing? How is he losing if he's winning?
He's not winning, my friend.
He is.
Who is leading
as representing the Republican Party?
A small percentage he is winning.
Tony.
Yes.
Tony, who is winning as representative of the Republican Party for president?
Well, Donald Trump, yes. He's winning
Tony, Tony.
Go Go ahead.
If Donald Trump is winning, why are you saying that he's losing?
Because the thing is, he don't have the support that he had back in 2016.
You're right, he has more.
No, he don't.
He's winning by big margin over Joe Biden and everybody else.
Wait a minute, you still going with the polls? Y'all had the polls last time and he lost.
Are you saying he's
not? The polls don't mean nothing.
Tony, are you saying that he's not winning?
He's winning what? Polls?
Tony, are you saying that? Tony, are you saying he's not winning?
Once again, Jesse, he's winning polls.
Tony, are you saying he's not winning?
I just asked you a question, Jesse.
Is he winning?
He's winning, Jesse.
And how do you know? How do you know he's winning?
How do I know? Because the polls say so.
Would you just now condemn the polls? Either you're for the polls or you're not for the polls. Are you for the polls or are you against the polls?
Polls don't mean nothing.
So then you just said he's winning according to the polls.
Well, it don't mean nothing, though.
But how come you believe he's winning then according to the polls?
If it don't mean nothing,
how are you for the poll and against the poll?
I don't believe in polls. I don't participate in polls because they show that it does.
But you lie about you don't believe in polls. You said you believe Trump is winning because the polls said.
No, I don't believe Trump is winning. I did that to satisfy you.
So you lied about believing that Trump is winning?
So we can continue to talk. We continue to talk before you run.
Tony.
The thing is, Jesse,
shotgun,
the man hurt himself and everything he's been done in life. Donald Trump will be going to prison in 2025.
Okay.
Okay, Jesse.
All right.
Have a good day, Jesse. Keep up the good work on what you're doing, brother.
I appreciate that, Tony. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Amazing. What a mess. My friend said, I give up on telling you not to sing. I couldn't believe a week ago that the callers were actually encouraging you to sing.
What the?
They must have bulletproof ears. Somebody jealous.
Come on, man.
Somebody jealous of this amazing singing. Rosario out of New York. Been waiting a while. Rosario, thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, you're on the air, buddy. Thank you for calling.
Well, happy Country Tuesday, Webster. Yeehaw!
Country and Western Tuesday.
Yes, sir. I was going to take a response to the biblical question, possibly.
Do you know God? Who is God?
So the first part of the question, do I know God? So I'm going to answer this as honestly as I can. I would have to say no, but I am seeking him. And who is God? I would have to say, well, what I do know is that he's nothing that the world has told us. Everything that the world has told us about God, he is not. And that's my response.
Amazing response, and I appreciate that, man, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right.
Amazing. Larry from Indiana. Let's see here. Hey, Larry, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, sir.
All right. So I told you I was going to give you a call back yesterday. I talked to you on Friday about my girlfriend. You know, basically, she's just one of those girlfriends that.
Oh, you're 18 year old guy, right?
Yeah.
And you have some girl living with you, 18 or 19 year old living with you.
Yeah.
And she was raised in hell.
Yeah, and she had a key, so I was ready to be done with her, break up with her. And at first, you were like, you know, you need to drop. You said, Larry, you need to get rid of her today. And I knew I needed to, and I was going to, but. You was like, she had a key, and you was thinking, like, she had a key, and she's going out of town tomorrow, so I'm going to just wait till tomorrow so I can change the lock, X, Y, Z. And you recommended that I just wait until tomorrow, hold it off. So after I got off the phone with you, I thought about that for like 5 minutes. I was like, no, you got to go right now. I want peace right now. So I went to my house. I just took all of her stuff and I packed it up. And long story short, like I got her out of the house. But she had came back making a mess, breaking stuff, like just mad and trying to explain herself. Like she's working on herself. It's not going to take time. And I'm just petty for packing her stuff up. But all right, that happened.
So she came home while you were packing up stuff?
Yeah, she came back while I was packing up stuff.
And did she still have a key?
Yes.
And so when she came in, she started breaking up stuff inside your home?
No, she had mirrors inside of the house, and she had grabbed one of the mirrors, and she had threw it outside, so outside of the house. And I'm like, bro, are you serious? So she tried to grab two more mirrors, and I said, no, you're not getting me. And she's like, I'm not going to break them. All right, I'm not going to break them. I'm not going to break them. I'm just going to put them up. And then she got them, and then she threw them out and said, oops, my hand slipped.
What an evil girl. What an evil female.
Yeah, so that happened, and she was gone. I blocked her on everything. I blocked every family member. Like, she had no way to contact me. And then 2 days later, she came back to my house. And she said, and she's claiming she's pregnant.
Did she come in? Did she have a key?
Yeah, she had a key.
See, that's why you're supposed to change the lock.
I went the cheap way, and I said, you know, she's not going to come back around.
You don't know how evil operates, man. That's not how evil operates. But anyway, you didn't change the lock because you said she's not going to come back around.
Right. Just trying to be cheap. So she came back. She said she was pregnant. She said she's not leaving the house. She's all confident, like, you know, I live here, too. I'm not leaving. So then it got to the point where she's telling me she's pregnant, and I'm not really believing her because of the situation and the timing of it. So I'm like, there's no way you're pregnant. But she wouldn't leave. So she's just basically explaining, like, she couldn't go to her mom's house. She couldn't go to her dad's house. And I didn't believe her, but I kind of believed her a little bit. So I let her stay the night. She slept on the couch. And I told her that she needed to take a pregnancy test. So the next day, I didn't tell her this, but I had to take the test. If it said negative or she didn't take the test, then I was going to just go and get a new lock and change my lock. And then if it said it was pregnant, if it said positive, then, I mean, I didn't know what I was just going to do. I was just going to deal with it. But she took two tests while I was working. I had her show me. She sent me a video of her taking the test, like on the toilet, everything, the whole process, and she's pregnant. So my question to you is right now, she's pregnant. She came back to the house. I let her come back to the house, but she's sleeping on the couch. But it's just like, how should I treat this relationship now knowing that she's pregnant, but dealing with everything that we had previously just dealt with.
Is she black?
Yeah, she black.
And you black?
Yes, sir.
All right. How old is she?
19.
Here's what do what you want, man. Cause I told you to change that lock, but you didn't do that. But do what you want, right? Of course, the last decision is on you. You're 18 years old. I would highly recommend you call the police, have her removed, and have the cops there while she's been leaving so she can't accuse you of being violent or anything. This female is angry. She's evil. She's demanding that it go her way and not your way. You're just going to catch pure hell. And if she has the baby, not in your home, somewhere else, and if she want you to hang out with the baby, fine. If not, fine. But if you don't get rid of this female, she's going to destroy you.
So I don't have to take, like, so right now, she only has her dad and her mom. Her mom doesn't have a house. Her dad doesn't have a house. So she doesn't have anywhere to live. So
she could live in the alley somewhere.
Huh?
She could live in the alley.
What? She got my baby.
Yeah, she and the baby. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on, Larry. 888-77-Jesse. Quick break. Back in a moment. Thank you. have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, folks, welcome back. Welcome back. 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m., and James Hake is on fire at 9 a.m. Pacific time from 9 to 11. The Hake Report.com. That looks just like Hake up there, too. That looks like Hake. The Hake Report.com. And then at 11 a.m., Joy of Friday. It's interesting talking to Larry right now. Larry is 18 years old, has his own home, doing his thing, dealing with this girl, 17 or 18, nothing but mess. Now she says she's pregnant, another mess, and blah, blah, blah. Joel Friday dealing with these issues, too, all the time. It's amazing to hear him dealing with them at 11 a.m. on every day except Friday. Joel Friday TV, right after the Hake Report. 11 a.m. Pacific time. Check, Joya, are you black? And then the American Anchor Baby, dealing with these issues as well. The American Anchor Baby at 12 p.m. Pacific time. So check out the lineup. You will not be disappointed. The American Anchor Baby has energy given to him by God. Amazing. Hey, Larry?
Yeah.
So you're 18, you got your own home, you're building a life for yourself, you're seeking the Father now. This woman's, and this girl is 18 too, right?
Yeah, she's 19.
She's 19, and she, you told her she got to go, now all of a sudden she's pregnant.
Yeah. And at first I'm like, there's no way you're pregnant, but it is real.
But you don't even know if that's real or not. So why did she tell you she was pregnant before she had to leave?
You said, huh?
Why did she tell you she was... What's the noise in the background?
I'm at McDonald's.
Well, go in a quiet place somewhere.
Okay.
Get in your car or something.
I asked her that, and she said, I didn't know. She had just took the test the day after everything had happened. So at first, that's why I was just like, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, so why did she decide to take a test after you told her she had to go?
I don't know.
Here's what I recommend, Larry. She still got to go. Larry, I promise you, she's using this baby to manipulate you, whether she's pregnant or not. She's using it to manipulate you to tell you, oh, you got a child. Now you're going to get emotionally involved. And that's where you're probably going to end up destroying you because you're basing this on emotions. If I were you, I would take her to have a DNA test done by a doctor or something, not just a little two things you use on a toilet. I would. Okay. But I would still, and if the doctor says, yes, she is pregnant, I would still have her go back to her mama or her daddy or somewhere else and not in your home because she's going to destroy you, Larry. She's going to use that baby against you.
Okay.
She is evil. She is doing all she can now to manipulate and take control of you, your home, and your life. And she will use that baby against you. And if she has any love at all, you send her back to her mama, her daddy, or wherever she got to go. And if she has any love, that won't stop you from taking care of your child. You're very mature for your age. You're taking care of yourself. She doesn't have to be there for you to take care of your child.
Okay. So right now, while she's carrying the baby, it's not a moral responsibility of mine to be like, I have to make sure she's all right and I need to take care of her.
Not taking care of the baby. Not at all. Not one iota. It's not your fault that she got pregnant.
Okay.
If she is pregnant and if it is yours, it's not your fault.
You sure it's not my fault?
It takes two to tango.
You worry about that?
She is responsible for herself, and you're responsible for you, and no one else is.
Okay, I understand. I guess then it's just those thoughts, you know, because sometimes a lot of people don't understand. They can come really quick. They can be really quick.
Yes.
I guess I get those quick thoughts saying, oh, well, now that she has your baby, you have to make sure she's all right and make sure, like, you know, take care of her, basically, because she has your baby. So if you take care of her, taking care of the baby. But it's just another thought.
The thoughts are totally lying to you. And the world have taught you that, too, and the world lied to you. You got to be reeducated in the right way by the Spirit of God, and he will guide you. You are not obligated to take care of that woman, zero at all. She is responsible for herself. And once the baby come, and if she has any love, which I doubt, she will let you take care of your child. That's your child. She doesn't have to be around for you to take care of your baby. Hello?
As soon as you said, just wait a little bit. I said, no, she got to leave today, right now. And I got her out, and then she came back.
That's why I told you to take that lock and change it, the key away and change the lock, because that's what they do. She's going to keep held in your life. As long as you put up with it, she's going to keep it there until she destroys you. And she's going to destroy the child, whether it's yours or not, because she's evil. She's not working on herself. And her parents, she has a father and a mother, they don't even want her, according to you. She can't go back to them, right?
Yeah, not at all.
So that means she's total evil. So why would you take on somebody else's problem? You're so young.
I don't know. That's why I got her out of there, because I'm like, I don't have to do this. I'm so young. I don't have to do this. But then the baby thing comes around.
And I didn't think
about this earlier.
And you didn't think about what?
That I probably should get a DNA test.
Yeah.
To get another test to see if she actually is pregnant. Because even now, even after her showing me the test and whatnot, I still have, you know, like, are you really pregnant?
Right. That's right. I would highly recommend, for several reasons. Number one, to see if it's truly yours, I would have a DNA done. And then keep a copy of the DNA, so if it's not yours, she can't go down to the welfare office and make you pay for somebody else's baby. You will have a copy of the DNA, so make sure you hide that from her so she can't take it and destroy it.
Okay.
Because she'll have you taking care of somebody else's baby. But Larry, do what you want, of course. I highly recommend you still change the lock and get rid of her.
All right.
Just think about this. Just look how she's carried on now.
Yeah, I'm going to smoke on it.
You're seeing the real deal, Larry. It's worse than that. And then secondly, her parents don't even want her. That means she's totally out of control. And you're trying to get your life together. And just because, if it is, God forbid, but if it is your baby, she doesn't have to live there for you to take care of your child. if she has any decency at all, she would not get in the way of that, because it's not between you and your child. It's between you and her. The fight is not with the child. The fight is with the parents. It has nothing to do with your child. And if she had any decency in her at all, she'll let your baby be with you, let you see your child. It wouldn't be a problem. But I doubt if that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But if, I'm telling you, you'll make a horrible mistake keeping her right now. She's going to destroy you. And especially if she has the baby, she's going to use that against you, and she's going to use the baby against you. I will continue to work on myself, seek the kingdom of God, do the silent prayer, watch those thoughts, and go about your life, man.
I'm going to definitely smoke on that. I definitely, it's just going to start telling me that she got the baby, it's your baby, take care of it. But I definitely understand she's responsible for herself.
But, and that's the devil telling you all that, because the devil want to keep you in the prisons of your hell in your imagination and emotions. He's setting you up.
Right.
The answers are not in thoughts. And people consult with thoughts all the time. The thoughts tell them to do this, and they do it, and it doesn't work. And then they go back to the thought, well, maybe I'll do this. I'll get married, or I'll do this. They're still consulting with the devil, and the marriage don't work. All you ever do is fight in the marriage. And now you have a second child, and the thoughts say, oh, you can't let her go because there's a second child now. And you believe that, and it's just all hell your whole life until it destroys you. You cannot consult with the imagination. The imagination is evil. There's no truth in the thoughts. It's just thoughts and phony feelings. Those feelings are not even real. God is not a passionate God. God is a dispassionate God. He is not into emotions at all. All emotions like that come from the devil.
Yeah, so I'm going to handle that. I'm definitely going to handle that.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, every morning and every night.
Here's what I recommend. You stay with that, stay with it. And don't let her folks or nobody else talk you into keeping her there, because they're in hell too, and they want you to be in the same kind of hell they want. They're in.
Okay, I understand. But and real quick, I have a real quick question.
Okay.
Yesterday you guys were talking about fighting, but fighting without anger. Can you physically fight, such as self-defending yourself, or let's say someone is attacking you, you're attacking them back physically? Can you do that without anger?
100%. And if you do it without anger, you're more likely to win. Because you're conscious. When you don't have anger, you're conscious of what you're doing. You're in the present, right? And so the fighter with the anger, he's going to be leaving himself open where you can just, and because you're conscious, you're going to see those open spaces there where you can knock him out. But if you're angry, you're just like two devils fighting each other, throwing fists around, and nobody knows what they're doing.
Exactly.
And you end up biting somebody's ear off.
Oh, man. Well, thanks, Jesse. I appreciate it. That definitely makes a lot of sense. I'm definitely about to go home and smoke on it a little bit.
Where is she now? Right now?
Right now she's gone. I'm pretty sure she's with her family, her sisters right now.
Well, why can't they take her in?
Looking for cars. Well, this is the thing with her sister. Well, the reason her mom doesn't have a house is because the mom moves herself in with the older sister.
Oh, my
God.
So
the older sister is the only other one with the house. Oh. My seatbelt on.
But that's not your problem, though. She can go live and sleep on the floor at the older sister's house. Or a daddy house or somewhere. Here's what I recommend. Today, while she's gone, change the lock. And then when she come, tell her she got to go. But call the police first and have the cop there so that she can't accuse you of being violent. And she will. And she'll cry fake tears. And she'll say, he was violent. He was abusive. He tried to push me out of the house. He did. She will, Larry. I'm telling you, this woman is dealing with nothing but hell in her. You are not responsible for her at all. Zero. And if it do a DNA, and if it is your baby, that still don't make you responsible for her. You're responsible for the baby. You're half of the responsibility for the baby. And if she allow you to see the baby, fine. And if she doesn't, fine. Don't even force that either. Don't cut the baby in half. You got to stop letting the world control you inside and outside.
100%.
And she's going to do all of that to manipulate and to control you, and you will live to regret it. I promise you. Ain't no way around it.
Oh, dang, man. I almost cussed.
What are you... About what?
I almost said, dang. Because I was just thinking about the other day, I was going to ask you, is there any way two parents could raise a child without the child having to grow up to forgive the mother and the father? Is there a way for it to be perfect, to be for it done so perfectly in the right way towards where a child doesn't grow up with anger? And then when you just telling me, like, all these things I see, like, dealing with this lady, if the baby really is mine, I know it's going to be difficult. She's going to make it difficult.
Yeah.
And I just, like, dang.
She's going to even do it while she's pregnant because she's angry and she's fighting with you. That spirit of anger is already destroying whether it's your baby or not, if she's pregnant. It's already destroying the spirit of the baby in the womb. So the baby's going to come out angry already.
Dang, that's tough.
People don't understand, even the Christians don't understand, because they say, oh, Jesus is angry. They don't understand the depths of how evil anger is. Anger is just pure evil. There's no insight into it. There's no love. There's nothing but evil. It's an evil nature, period. So you're dealing with evil, Larry. You got to be careful. You're 18 years old. You don't need to get caught up with it. You're blessed in that you know that evil exists. You're working on you. I would highly recommend, do not let this get in your way. Send that woman back to her family, wherever she got to go. You are not obligated to her at all. You didn't make her lay down and get pregnant. She chose to do that, influenced by evil, did that. All you're responsible now is your child, if it is yours. And if she try to use that against you, don't fight about that either. Let her have the baby. You go on with your life. And God will bless you.
All right.
And again, do what you want. But change that lot today. Send her away today. But before she get there, make sure the cops are there so she can't falsely accuse you.
Okay.
Because when she see that you're strong, when she see that you're strong, it's going to bring out the worst in her because she loves having control over you.
Exactly. That's definitely something I peeped. Another thing she tried to do when she had came back and I was telling her to leave, she was like, because she had paid, she volunteered to pay a bill, one bill. And it was a $26 bill she volunteered to pay. She's like, well, I'm a resident here. I live here. See, I pay bills here. I said, you pay one $26 bill. And you volunteered to pay the bill. But I still, 100% I definitely see it. I don't hate women or hold anything against women, but I definitely see, you know, they are the leaders of evil.
Right now evil. You're dealing with the full fury of evil. And if you don't deal with it calmly and with insight, it will destroy you. I promise you that. It will destroy you. She will destroy you. And that's because it's not her home, it's your home. And if you told her to leave, she should just get up and leave. She shouldn't be fighting to stay in your house. That's your house. It's not her house. You're 17, 18. She's 19. She's not... She shouldn't be fighting to stay in your house. She'd be like, oh, okay, I'm out, bye. But and she's trying to control you. And the more she sees that she cannot control you, the whoosh she's going to get. She's going to come up with some stuff that you can't even imagine right now. Look what you just said about a little stupid bill. Give her little $20 back and tell her bye.
She said, so are you going to send my money back? I said, are you dumb? I'm not sending you nothing.
I'm telling you.
I didn't say that. I was just like, no, I'm not sending you nothing.
Larry, be done with her. Otherwise, you will regret it. Do what you want. Maybe you need this hell, more hell. I wouldn't take that risk, but maybe you need more hell to wake up. But you're seeing hell right now that every man goes through, his marriage and everything. And right. You got a chance right now to not go deeper into this kind of hell and just continue to work on you. And one other thing, Larry, do not argue with her ever again. Don't argue. Just state your point and be done. Do not argue. Don't fight with her. Don't touch her because the courts are not on your side, even if it is self-defense. Don't right. touch her. Don't argue with her. Just say, no, you're gone. You're out of here. Bye. Don't argue All with right. her. Don't argue with her. You understand that?
Got you.
Because you're arguing with the devil, and that's what the devil wants you to do. That's how a lot of women get men in trouble, by arguing with them and pretending that they pretend they want understanding. They don't. They want control.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Jesse.
And so I just got a text from a friend of mine. He said, if he doesn't use the cops, he might get away with changing the locks. If she claimed that she is a resident of his home to the authority, he would not be able to kick her out for at least a month.
Yeah, that's what another thing was. But that was for that bill was for the last month. So, and then I am the primary. My name is on the lease, but at the end of the day, it's my house. I put in the work for the house. So,
well, stay calm. Stay calm so you can see the right. Be like a fighter that is not anger. Be calm okay. so you can see the right thing to do. And don't argue with her. Don't try to prove anything. But, Larry, I highly recommend you get rid of this woman as quickly as possible.
Okay, Jesse, I got you.
And now if you decide, you know what, I want to stay in my hell. Jesse sounds like he's right about that, but I want to find out for myself. You do it, but you're going to regret it. You already seeing the hell come out of her.
Yeah, I see it. And that, oh, man.
And the more stronger you become, meaning not giving in to her, the worse Satan is going to act up inside of her. And look at Larry trying to act like he's strong. Don't let that N word be. It ain't going to happen. He going to tell her all kinds of things to do to try to get to you.
Oh, my God, man. I didn't see it, but when she came over here the last time, I don't remember too much, but she was saying a lot of stuff that I think she thought it was hurting me, but it wasn't. Like,
yeah.
She was taking the pettiest stuff. She came in here. It was only one toothpaste. She took the toothpaste. She started taking salt. She took the seasoning salt. I know she was only doing that, thinking it was getting
worse. It get worse, Larry. Let me know how it goes, but I got to run, but let me know.
All right.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Yep. A quick break. Hate is coming up with the hate news. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. What a mess. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth. As far as I'm concerned, I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
There's some Israel-Palestine women's victimhood drama accusing Hamas of R-wording. Biden hates Bibi, by the way. Whose side are you on? Or did you take sides? And cackling Kamala met with Benny Gantz. There's some Ukraine propaganda coming up, guys. Haitians are overrun by their gang members in Haiti. And France, by the way, has made abortion a constitutional right, I think, according to the far-left females at the Skim. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Tuesday, Super Tuesday. Get your votes in for our greatest president, Trump. March 5th, AD 2024. That is, if you are one of those in one of those 16 states. Stay tuned for hour three, last hour, coming right up with JLP. But first, hate news, not fake news. The lines are full, guys, so hang tight. Call in as you hear JLP finishing up with other callers. Israel-Palestine war drama, the far-left female-run outlet The Skim, and Commie Nonsense Network both report on violence against women. Yesterday, the evil UN reported that they have reasonable grounds to believe that Hamas committed R-word rape and sexualized torture against women during their October 7th attacks on Israel. Sloppy reporting from the far-left females at The Skim, because a United Nations team found clear and convincing information that hostages in Gaza were so-called sexually abused, and the UN Special Envoy on Sexual Violence in War said that there were reasonable grounds to believe such violence is ongoing. However, the UN team was not able to meet with any victims of so-called sexual violence from Hamas's October 7th attack, and most of the evidence was circumstantial. Circumstantial evidence, meaning it's not actual evidence. The team visited Israel and the West Bank to collect information for the UN's annual report on so-called sexual violence in conflict. They reviewed more than 5,000 photos, 50 hours of footage, and spoke with so-called survivors and witnesses of the attacks as a basis of their findings. The report is part of a larger UN initiative, and the envoy involved recommends that Israel work with the United Nations. Not good advice, to carry out a more formal investigation into Hamas's actions. Hamas has previously denied allegations of sexual violence, by the way. Pramila Patten, P-A-T-T-E-N, is the activist lawyer, UN Special Envoy, a woman from British Mauritania, said a lack of survivors or witnesses made firsthand accounts difficult to collect. So what a mess. Meanwhile, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees has accused Israel of detaining and torturing some of their staffers, coercing them into making false confessions about their alleged ties to Hamas. Remember, there were like 13 alleged Hamas members of the UN for Palestinian Refugees, UN Group for Palestinian Refugees, which has been around for 70 years. So who knows what the truth is? Maybe we should stay out of it. Meanwhile, there's growing divisions between the Biden administration and Israeli Prime Minister, based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu. Bibi's his nickname, I think, short for Benjamin, I guess, over Israel's handling of the war. Since the October 7th attack, more than 30,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza, reportedly. That's a lot. And according to Gaza's health ministry. The evil Biden administration is getting pressure to push for a permanent ceasefire, but Netanyahu, according to Commie Nonsense Network, has remained steadfast, and the far-left females at The Skim, in his goal of eliminating Hamas. Yesterday, so-called Vice President Cackling Kamala Harris met with Benny Gantz, who is a member of Israel's wartime cabinet and a quote-unquote centrist, meaning he's probably pretty far-left, rival to Netanyahu, who's fairly liberal himself, honestly, to discuss the humanitarian situation in Gaza amid military operations. Netanyahu did not authorize the visit and reportedly said Israel has just one prime minister. What a mess, huh? I'll tell you about the what's happening in France on the Hague Report, but for now, back to Jesse Lee Peterson, Hour 3.